I'd like to share with you some this morning about the anointing. Would you mind just playing with me a little bit today? Thanks. The anointing. I was thinking about this. Why was the anointing signified by oil? You can put up the PowerPoint if it's working. Why was it signified by oil? Oil was something that was accessible to everyone. It was in every courtyard in the Mediterranean area. They would have olives that were growing there, and they could make oil out of it. So the anointing is accessible to everyone. It's not for a few select believers. It's not for leaders. It's for every believer in Jesus. It was made by a process of crushing. And when they would crush the olives, that the oil would begin to flow out of it. And in our lives, we've gone through times of crushing, times of pain, times of difficulty. And it's oftentimes out of those experiences that His anointing oil begins to flow out of us. And the areas of our lives where we had pain, where we had issues, where we had problems, God anoints us to be able to use those things that were our weaknesses. He makes them into, by His grace, into strengths that we can minister and touch the lives of people who are around us. Even though it was accessible to everyone, it was still very precious. It was something that they needed to have an attitude of reverence for. They had a law that if you would try to copy the recipe that they had for making the anointing, because they had a specific recipe of different spices, things that they would put in the oil. If you would try to copy that, there was a death penalty. So the anointing isn't something that we just play around with or we treat it in a light way. But out of the anointing, there came this sweet-smelling aroma that every perfume that they would have during that time would have a lot of oil in it, because oil helped preserve the smell. It helped preserve the scent. That's why when the woman came and broke the alabaster jar over Jesus' feet, the smell, the fragrance of it filled the whole place. And we are the fragrance of Christ. That wherever we go, we carry that anointing, and we can release that anointing, and it fills the room. The fragrance fills the room. It's a beautiful smell. And the oil is, if you would put it on a forehead or you put it on a body, the oil would just stay there. It was not something that was easy to wash off or to get rid of. And we also, when we receive His anointing, that's an anointing that remains and stays with us. It's not dependent on how we're doing on a particular day, how we're feeling, if we're having a good hair day, if we're in a good mood. It's not dependent on any of those things. His anointing remains in us. That's why when you're washing pots and pans, if they're greasy, if they have oil, that can be the hardest thing to get rid of. You got to soak them really well before you can clean them. And His anointing stays with us. In the Old Testament, there were only three types of people who were able to receive the anointing. The first one was prophets, the second were priests, and the third were kings. Prophets, priests, and kings. We can see in 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 16 an example of how prophets received the anointing. That the Lord said to Elijah that you will anoint Jehu the son of Nimshi to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. So Elijah goes to the place where Elisha is. He's plowing in the field with his oxen. And when he sees him, he takes his mantle that he was wearing and he throws it over him. And I believe in that moment, a rush of power came over Elijah. And he started to, over Elisha. And he started to run after Elijah. He started to follow after him. And it's not actually recorded for us in scripture, but I believe there was a moment when he also took a flask of oil and he poured it out over Elisha's head and he anointed him to be a prophet in his place. When Elijah went up into heaven, that mantle that he had thrown over Elisha dropped down onto the earth, and Elisha went and picked it up, and he received a double portion of the spirit and of the anointing that had been on Elijah's life. And there were double the miracles recorded in scripture for us that Elisha did compared to what Elijah had done. So prophets were anointed. But then secondly, priests were also anointed. And we can see this in Exodus chapter 30 and verse 30. It says, "Anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may serve me as priests." This is what the Lord told Moses to do. He said, "Go and anoint Aaron and his sons to be priests, to come and to go in my presence, to stay, to minister, to worship before me, to pray and to intercede for the people." And in Leviticus chapter 8 and verse 12, he actually went ahead and did that. It says that he poured some of the anointing oil on Aaron's head and he anointed him to consecrate him. So he anointed him to be the priests. And thirdly, the third category of people, the kings, we can see this in 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 12 and 13, that the Lord said to Samuel, "Arise and anoint him, for this is he." And then Samuel took the horn of oil and he anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon David from that day forward. He received an anointing on that day, and the Spirit of the Lord began to come upon David with great power from that day forward. Years later, David would say in Psalm 92 verse 10, "I will be anointed with fresh oil." He didn't just want the initial experience of receiving that anointing, but he wanted a continual refilling and refreshing of the anointing of the Spirit of God upon his life. When Jesus came and began his ministry, it says in Luke chapter 4, in verses 18 to 21, that he was in the synagogue and he was sitting there, and they came and they gave him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. And he took the scroll and he opened up to Isaiah 61. And he read from there, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to those who are in captivity, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of the vengeance of our God." So Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me." And then he lists off the things that God had anointed him to do: to preach the gospel, to proclaim liberty to those who are in captivity, to open the eyes of the blind, to heal the sick. He talked about all those things that he had been anointed to do. Then he handed back the scroll to them. He went and he sat down. All the eyes of the synagogue were upon him. And then he said this, he said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled before you." Somebody once said, there's a minister by the name of Bill Johnson, every time that the clock hits 10:38, he looks and he smiles and he remembers Acts 10:38. This is the standard that was set for us in the ministry of Jesus. That it says, "We all know how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." How many did Jesus heal? All. He healed all that were oppressed by the devil. And he did it by the anointing and by the power of the Holy Spirit that was resting upon his life. It didn't matter where Jesus went, whether it was in villages, in cities, or in the countryside. The people ran throughout the whole surrounding area, bringing the sick to him, lying on mats, and they laid them before him in the marketplaces. And they begged him that the people might just touch the edge of his garment. And as many as were touching him were being made whole. He was healing all those who were touching the edge of his garment. Because there is healing in the edge of his garment. Like that one woman, she said, I know if I just touch the edge of his garment, I'll be made whole. She was just one woman. But it says all of those who are touching the edge of his garment were being made whole. And if we will reach out by faith today and we'll grab a hold of his glory, of his presence in our lives, we will be healed. We will be made whole by faith in him. When he sent out his disciples in Mark chapter 6 and verse 13, it says that they drove out many demons and anointed many sick people with oil and they healed them. So the disciples were carrying on the ministry of Jesus, that they were driving out demons, they were anointing sick people with oil, and they were healing them. But it wasn't just something that was practiced by the disciples, it was also something that was done in the early church. Because in James chapter 5 and verse 14, we are instructed, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will raise up the one who is sick, and if he has any sins, they will be forgiven him. So that was carried on also by the early church, that if there was a sick person, they would anoint them with oil and they would pray the prayer of faith over them, and the people were healed and their sins were forgiven as the prayer was made for them. In Isaiah 10:27, it says, the yoke will be broken by the anointing oil. Yes. His anointing breaks every yoke of bondage, every yoke of oppression, every yoke of sickness and of disease. It will be broken by the anointing oil. Hallelujah. We once had a young lady come to us to receive prayer. She came over to our apartment where we were living at the time. And as my wife and I were praying over her, she started to receive deliverance from many demonic spirits, and she was on the ground kneeling with her head in her hands. For over an hour she stayed in that position. After an hour she lifted up her head to look at us, and when she did, my wife and I both gasped when we saw her. It was one of the most shocking things I've ever seen in my life, that her whole face was dripping with oil and it was full of this like golden dust. So her face just looked like it was shining. And she's like, what happened? And we said, go look at yourself in the mirror. And she went and looked in the mirror and she saw all of this anointing oil that was just dripping off of her. It doesn't matter if you can see it in the natural or not, but he wants to release his anointing oil over you that will break every single yoke. There's a great woman of God by the name of Amy Semple McPherson. When she was a young woman in her 20s, she would go into different cities and hold evangelistic crusades, and they'd usually have around 14,000 people at her meetings. She would pray for the sick and minister to them, and it wasn't unusual for her to pray for over 600 people at one meeting. She had a little bottle of oil that she would use, and this is documented, and as she would go, she would pour out the oil into her hands and she'd smear it all over her hands, and she'd go and she would rub it on people's heads, not a little bit, I mean she was like covering them with oil while she was praying for them. And the whole time that she would minister to people, that little bottle of oil would never run out of oil. Just keep multiplying and multiplying and multiplying. There's a never-ending supply in his anointing. But when she would leave a city, they said many times the whole hospital would be emptied of the sick people. She'd have at her crusades stretcher day when they'd bring people from the hospitals and just lay them out in the middle of the auditorium. And one by one, they'd be healed and jump out of their bed, healed by the power of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus. I remember once we were visiting my sister-in-law. She was living at the time in Bowling Green, Ohio. And she's a Catholic. I was invited by her priest to go over to his church. And I had spent probably 3 hours talking with him all about the Holy Spirit, about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he was so open. He wanted me to come and pray for him to receive that gift. So I was doing that. My wife was back at her sister's apartment. When I came back, I came upon this sight. What my wife told me afterwards, what had happened, that she had told her sister, read Acts chapter 2, where it talks about the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And my wife went to pack her bag because we were going to have to leave pretty soon after that. And while her sister was reading that, she then came into the room. My wife did, and she laid her hands on her and started to pray for her to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And they both started speaking loudly in tongues. Her sister said that she felt like intense electricity fill her hands and fill her face. It was the power of God that she was filling. And both of their hands were filled up with oil. And it was a sweet-smelling oil, like the anointing oil that they used in Bible times. And they were just standing there praying like this. They were both crying. They were both laughing. So when I walked in, this is what I saw. That my wife with her hands on her praying for her, and both of them crying, laughing, just being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Then my sister-in-law, when I got there, she went into the bathroom. And when she came out of the bathroom, she said, I didn't want to tell you guys this, but I had a cyst on my breast. While you were praying for me, I felt like a bolt of lightning almost come in my head and go through my body and then out through my feet. And when that happened, that cyst disappeared. It's not there anymore. She was healed by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Jesus was talking with his disciples, and he said to them, who do men say that I am? And they said, oh, some say Elijah, another one of the prophets, maybe John the Baptist. Jesus said, but who do you say that I am? And they said, you are the Christ, the Messiah. You are the anointed one. Jesus is the anointed one. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. He said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me. Jesus is not just a prophet. He is the prophet with a capital P. He is the source of all prophetic ministry. He is not just a priest. He is the great high priest of our confession. He is not just a king. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Anointed One. But Jesus, the Anointed One, lives inside of you.
Yes.
And his anointing can flow through your lives. It says that how blessed and how pleasant it is where brothers dwell together in unity. It is like the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, running down over his beard, and then over all of his garments. You see, Christ Jesus, he is the head of the church. He is the one that the anointing oil was poured out over. But then that same anointing oil, it flows down over the shoulders and then down over the whole body, and we are his body. And we have received his anointing in our lives. It says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 20, you have been anointed by the Holy One, and you have all knowledge. I write to you, not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it, and because no lie is of the truth. But the anointing that you receive from him abides in you. In verse 27. And you have no need that anyone should teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about everything and is true and is not a lie, just as it has taught you, abide in him. You have received an anointing from the Holy One, from him. He's the source of the anointing, but he has released his anointing into your life as well. And Christ lives inside of you. The anointed one, he lives inside of you. And that anointing that's abiding inside of you, it will break every single yoke. It'll break yokes of bondage, yokes of slavery, yokes of disease, of sickness. That anointing oil is still flowing into our lives today. And I believe that here this morning, the Lord wants to release a fresh anointing into our lives, that it would be poured out upon us, that he lives inside of you as the prophet. That means he wants to speak to you. He wants to open your ears so that you can hear his voice. He lives inside of you as the priest. That means he wants to intercede through you. He wants to pray through you. He wants to bring a spirit of worship upon you. He lives inside of you as the king. That means that he wants to give you his authority, his dominion, to make you a conqueror, to make you victorious. You have been anointed by the Holy One. So you can say, like Jesus said, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. What has he anointed you to do? He has anointed you to preach the gospel. He has anointed you to deliver those who are oppressed. He has anointed you to see the sick healed and restored. And that anointing is flowing to you today and through you today for the glory of God.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we all stand up here this morning? Can we just lift our hands to heaven right now? Because I believe his anointing is flowing here right now. Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for a fresh anointing. We just say today, like David said, I will be anointed with fresh oil. Lord, we want fresh oil to be released into our lives. We want fresh anointing. Oh, I feel his power here right now. I believe the fire of God is here right now. In Jesus' name, just receive that anointing right now. It's flowing to you. It's flowing into your body right now. If you have any need of healing in your body, the Lord is healing you right now. In Jesus' mighty name,
yes, Lord.
We come against all the power of sickness and disease and infirmity, and we proclaim that the yoke is broken because of the anointing oil. In this place, this morning, every spirit of sickness and disease has to go right now. All of the oppression of the enemy, go in Jesus' name. Lord, you said in your word that if we had faith as small as a mustard seed, we can speak to this mountain and command it to be removed and cast into the sea, and nothing will be impossible for us. Lord, we believe here today. We believe, Lord, that your anointing is flowing over us to heal us and to restore us in our bodies. We release the word of healing. We release the power of healing. We say to people in their bodies, be healed in Jesus' name. I believe right now there's someone who is just feeling like a chronic tiredness and exhaustion, that is broken right now. And you're going to feel new strength coming to you. Your youth is renewed like the eagle. We release refreshing streams flowing into your life right now. I also saw somebody in the spirit with knee problem, and I just see it's in one of your knees, And it's almost like you needed something to just be cleansed and removed from there. It's like some blockages in that knee right now. And the Lord is releasing His healing fire into your knee. And you will not feel any more stiffness or any pain left at all in that knee, because He is healing you now. In the name of Jesus, be healed and be restored. We speak the word of healing to every diabetic condition. And I even see somebody with like tingling in the feet, that the Lord is saying that that's even going to stop right now. Every symptom of diabetes, stop now in Jesus' name. Be healed. The fire of God is falling on you. If you need healing from any type of diabetic condition, just lift your hands to the Lord right now. His fire is coming down upon you to heal you. You will not have that problem any longer. We speak normality to your blood sugar, to your insulin levels. Be made normal in the mighty name of Jesus. Just right now. Oh, just pray in the Spirit right now for a minute. Wherever you're standing, just pray in the Spirit. Oh, in Jesus' name, He is the healer. He is the restorer. He is the mender of broken lives. Release that word of healing to you in Jesus' name right now. Be healed. Be restored by the power of Jesus' name. Be healed. Be restored by the power of Jesus' name. Oh. Oh. I just saw somebody also with like pain in the joints. It might even be in your hands. Be healed right now. Every blockage in your fingers, go out right now in Jesus' name. We release the word of healing to you. The fire of God for healing, filling your hands in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just receive your healing by faith right now. Be healed by faith. My sister over there in the pink shirt, I just believe there's real healing power flowing to you. And I believe the Lord's just saying He's healing you of multiple conditions right now. Be healed by the power of the name of Jesus. Every yoke broken by the anointing oil. Be healed and be restored.
Yes, Lord.
Even every fear is being cut off of you today. And the freedom is being released to you. In the mighty name of Jesus. I saw some battles you were fighting for some family members. And the Lord is saying the battle belongs to the Lord. He is your victory. And He is releasing songs of deliverance and songs of victory over you today. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive that right now. My sister right over there on the end, I just believe the Lord is just saying to you, He wants to visit you with a spirit of prayer and of intercession. And even now there's a new stirring of a spirit of prayer in your heart and of intercession. The burden of the Lord. And even at times the Lord will awaken you in the night season to pray and to seek the face of God. And it's going to just be a new moving of a spirit of prayer that's resting upon your life. We just release that to you in the name of Jesus right now. His anointing is here. His anointing is moving all across this room. Just receive right now the Holy Spirit, the fresh touch of God in your life. The fresh touch of the Holy Spirit flowing to you. Fresh oil being poured out into your life. You have been anointed. You are anointed by Him. I'd just like to invite to the front anyone right now. If you need a touch of physical healing in your body, maybe it's even a response to one of the words that was released for healing, that you need a touch of healing in your body, you can just make your way up here to the front. I just want to come and lay hands on you and release the anointing of healing to you. Also, if there's anyone who has never received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues, I'd love to pray with you to be able to receive that gift from God. The Lord just wants to touch you. He wants to fill you today with a new anointing in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.